Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Kelly moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wurstler moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney bunts towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Puccinelli moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Johnson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park two-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason pinch hits for Mel Harder. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Kelly covering. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.